insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. Welcome again to our program. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ.
We're talking about verse 127. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. As Abraham raised the foundations of the house with Ishmael, they prayed, Our Lord, accept it from us. Indeed, you are the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Now we repeated this verse, although we had done it in the previous session, because from this point on, a series of supplications and prayers are mentioned from Prophet Ibrahim, asking God for a number of things which are very important for us to go over. After Prophet Ibrahim finished the task of rebuilding the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Baytullah al-Haram, the Kaaba, he started asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a number of things. Firstly, he said that, O Allah, accept. And as we said in the previous session, he doesn't even mention what he has done, considering his actions compared to the greatness and the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as nothing. As we said, he is not belittling the house of God. He's belittling the relationship that that had with him, that he built it. Sometimes we think that because the action that we have done, that action is in and of itself such a great thing, that we, in the name of praising that action, we tend to praise ourselves. And we said that Prophet Ibrahim, in this verse, does not even mention what he has done, belittling his action. I want to reemphasize this point from this angle, that let's not allow the greatness of the action cause us to think greatly of ourselves. An action could be great because it was done in servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the effects it may have. But when we look at that action and the attribution of the action to us and that we have done it, we should not consider that a great action. We should not think that we have done such a great job. We should always think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the tools to do that, gave me the thought to do that, gave me the command to do that, enabled me to actually carry it out and perform that action. So what did I do? If it hadn't been for God's power, if it hadn't been for His blessing that He gave me the information that this action is such a great action, if it wasn't for Him to put me in the situation where I would be able to perform that action, I would have no action. So when the action that we may perform may be a great action, but don't let shaitan get into us. Let's not let shaitan to get into us from that angle and say, oh, I need to talk about this great action. People need to know about the great action. Yes, I'm not talking about myself. I'm not such a great person, but this action was great and I need to talk about it. And I need to explain that to people. This is one door that shaitan comes to us and convinces us to say something thinking that we're doing, we're even in talking about that thing and that action that we have performed, we're doing a great task and we are worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's interesting. It reminds me of that verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there are these people that they're doing great harm and they're doing such wrong actions, but that هم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا, that they think that they're doing such a great job and they're doing great actions. And that's something that we need to be careful of. The great scholars teach us, and they learn from these verses, that whatever we've done, we don't need to talk about the actions that we have performed. Talking about that and talking about the actions that we have performed, the worships that we have done and all of that is going to have a very, very terrible impact on our actions. So that's the first dua and the first supplication that the Prophet made after performing this action. Now, another angle to look at these series of duas, and we want to get into the second dua, is that after this great Prophet completed a task that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put on him to do, this is a time where he starts making prayer. This is also an angle to look at. After we finish a great task, I remember there's hadith that says that after a servant, an individual, prays, if he gets up after the prayer and he does not ask, what I mean by prayer is salat, the five daily prayers that we have. After finishing his salat, he does not ask God for something, God doesn't like that servant. It's similar to this action that Prophet Ibrahim is doing. That hadith reminds us of this, that Prophet Ibrahim, after finishing a great task that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on his shoulders, is asking God for things. That's a time to ask and supplicate. That's a time to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I've done something, if I've performed a ritual, a prayer, or whatever it may be, and I feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped me in doing this in a good way, instead of feeling all great about myself, that's a time to start asking God, oh Allah, I didn't do anything. Please accept it. That's the first dua. Then the second dua begins, and it's a very interesting dua. In verse 128, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes Prophet Ibrahim saying, رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. This is a series, well, it's more than one particular supplication, but they're all in line with the same concept pretty much. At this point, when Prophet Ibrahim fulfills the responsibility that was put onto him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asks not for worldly things, not that, oh Allah, I performed this action, now please give me, well, at those times they didn't have cars, but camels or a house, or now that I've done such a great action, then let me take my wife and kid back to where they came from and, you know, give us a land full of trees, take us to such places. And he didn't ask for these things. What he asks for is, our Lord, make us submissive to you. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا, and they don't forget their progeny, their children. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ, and from our progeny, a nation submissive to you. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا, and show us our rites of worship. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا, and turn to us clemently. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ, indeed, you are the all-clement and the all-merciful. There's one main point that we want to take from the beginning of this supplication. Prophet Ibrahim says, وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ. Now, if you know a little bit of Arabic, you would know that muslimain is the dual in Arabic language. Other than singular form and plural form, they have another form that is called a dual. In other words, it talks about two individuals. So the word Muslimain means literally that make us two Muslims. Make us two, referring to himself and Prophet Ismail, make us two Muslims. Now there's a big debate and discussion amongst the interpreters of the Holy Quran and those who have benefited from the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, especially about understanding of the Holy Quran, about what this Muslimain means, Muslimain ilak. Some people have thought that this verse, all it means that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us Muslims, or the religion Islam, to be a Muslim, just like we consider ourselves Muslims, and as soon as a person accepts the religion by saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, they're considered Muslim. So Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail are saying that, O Allah, make us Muslims. Or it has a more general meaning. I don't want to get into the details of that. I just want to mention that what this Muslimain lak means is much further beyond, and it refers to and it's pointing to the goal of creation, of the creation of mankind. At this point, after being a prophet and a rasul and performing such great actions and tasks as building or rebuilding the Kaaba, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth, he's not asking to become a Muslim in the sense that he wants to be a follower of the last religion. What this Islam means is the true Islam. The true Islam is submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The submission that Prophet Ibrahim is asking for in this supplication is not the same as what we talk about in our submission. Remember, we're talking about a prophet. We're talking about someone that is completely obedient and does not commit any sins. This prophet says, O Allah, make me submissive, make me and my son submissive to you. The goal of the creation, as has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, he says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ عِبَادَةً, servitude and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means in the highest levels, it means that every single one of my actions that I perform, my thoughts, and all are in line with God's will. I don't do anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. Not that he dislikes. I don't do anything that he does not like. I would want to be submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the last and utmost respect. In other words, Prophet Ibrahim at this point is saying, I've done all of these things, but God, I'm still not 100% submissive to you. I need to be 100% submissive to you. This is in Islam that's different than with the verse that, you know, there's a verse in the Holy Quran that talks about the Bedouins coming to the Prophet and saying that, oh, Prophet, we have believe in your religion. Then the Prophet is told in the Holy Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to tell them, you haven't believed, but you have become Muslims. Okay, say that we have become Muslims. That Islam that that verse talks about and this Islam that is mentioned here are very, very different. He's not asking for him and his son to become Muslims. He is asking for him and his sons to be, and his son to become submissive in all aspects of their life, which is what the Urafa call the level of wilaya. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.